USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is shooting towards $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular jumping 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. And many Americans feel stuck.
I'm going to pick up my daughter from college. I'm going to probably use all $115 and then come back, fill up, and so I can get to work as well. I've already committed to certain things, and that's why this is a big shock. I have no choice but to fill up my gas tank and pay this money. There's no other choice.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter might be on hold. Musk tweeting on Friday that his plan to buy Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the platform. Right after Musk's tweet, the price of Twitter stock plunged more than 18%. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Over 100 Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the White House and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Robert Califf calling on the Biden administration to address the national baby formula shortage. The letter saying, in part, the issue is a matter of life and death, and it is time the administration treats it with the appropriate urgency it deserves. The January 6th panel is issuing more subpoenas.
The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol issued 5 subpoenas for members of Congress on Thursday. It includes House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. This marks the first time the committee has tried to compel testimony from fellow lawmakers. In addition, the committee is issuing subpoenas to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Those representatives are all considered allies of former President Donald Trump. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, authorities in Huntington Park, California, say they seized over 150,000 counterfeit oxycodone pills, which are believed to contain fentanyl. Police also seized 94 pounds of methamphetamines and 2 kilograms of powdered fentanyl, which authorities estimate totals more than $3 million in street value. Former DEA agent Derek Maltz says until we get the border problem fixed, drugs are going to continue flowing across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mexican cartels are very greedy. They're taking advantage of the weak security at the border. And unfortunately, we have a lot of addicted people in America. We have young kids as young as 13 that are going on social media buying this poisonous fentanyl and dying in their bedrooms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, ...165 miles an hour in a 75-mile-per-hour zone. That's what one driver was busted for in Oklahoma. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper pulling over the Dodge Challenger Hellcat recently on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike, calling his actions extremely dangerous. The driver was fined $449. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.